say, if you were trying to pour some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle, what could you use to keep it from spilling all over the place?
Something you call a funnel. You just stick this funnel is a round shape container up here, and it's small down here, like a horn, like.
Yes, ma'am.
And all you do then, you just, like you want to pour something in a bottle, you just set that funnel in that bottle and then pour it if you want. And instead of spilling all out, it's going to run on in that bottle. And you know, not out.
What do you go to the grocery store nowadays? Buy something? What does the boy usually put it in for you?
A bag. Use the bag, you better call them bag boys. Use the bag, you better, unless you have a box or something, you would like to tell him to put it in where he put it in there.
Talking about growing corn on the farm, did you ever just take a load to the mill?
Pretty fair, how are you? Not what you said.
Say if you had to take the corn to the mill, you know, how much, you know, the amount that you could take at one time, how much would that be? What would you call that?
Well, now, I've always carried it by the bushel or half a bushel.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, if you wanted a large amount, you could carry this as much, two bushels or three bushels or whatever amount. But I've always, you know, just get me a bushel of corn shell, put it in a sack and take it on to the mill and grind, have it grind.
I see.
And sag it back up and roll it on back on.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear people talk about taking a turn of corn to the mill?
Oh, yeah.
How much would that be?
Well, now, it's going with the price of the corn is. So my husband used to sell it. Just pull it right out the field and load his truck up. Bring it on and sell it, but now it's according to how much they'll say a ton, but you don't know all the time if you got a ton until you get to the scale. Because see, you don't be weighing it, you just be putting it in the truck.
Is that a ton or a turn?
Ton, T-O-N.
Have you ever heard them use the word turn, T-U-R-N?
Turn of corn. T-O-N, that's the ton. Tom and corn.
You haven't heard that use that word turn though.
Not for corn, but not just like you going out that gate. I said turn to your right.
Yeah, I see.
But T-O-N, that's a ton.
Right.
A corn, a ton of peas, a ton of hay, or whatnot.
Say, used to before you had electric lamps. Mm-hmm. What did you use for light? Is that how?
Glass lamps, and we had, at one time, they had some little round tin lamps about like that. That's what, at night, we used to quilt by those lamps, put kerosene in them,
yes, ma'am.
And light them, and that's what we had to see about it. But we had lamps made of glass. I got one in there now.
Yes, sir. Ever heard people using any other word besides kerosene?
Coal oil.
Same thing?
Yeah. Coal oil and kerosene, that same thing.
Did you ever have to make just a temporary lamp, maybe take a bottle and some kerosene?
And stuff a rag in there, put some kerosene and stuff a rag down in there. That's what you call a flambeau.
Right.
Make your light, you see, but it
worked pretty good.
It works pretty good.